With just over a week left in the legislative session, lawmakers are wrangling over the always contentious issue of oil taxes. Governor Bill Walker requested a complete overhaul of the state's oil and gas tax credit program. The House Resources Committee significantly scaled back that proposal. Now a third committee has weighed in. The House Finance Committee chose a middle route, while also introducing some changes that weren't even in the governor's bill. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz has been following the debate. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Lori.
So where do we stand right now?
Well, the numbers are kind of squishy, but if you look out at fiscal year 2018, so this is a year out, the governor's plan would raise or save about $400 million. House Resources, which was the first committee to weigh in, theirs would have saved less than $100 million. And now House Finances saves in the $100 million to $150 million range. So it's sort of in between, but nowhere near what the governor is asking for.
What's new in this current bill?
Well, so the governor's bill would have repealed some credits and it would have raised the minimum tax on the North Slope. And House Finance has moved beyond scaling back credits. It's actually now tinkering with some of the core structures of the existing tax system. So, for instance, the House Finance bill would sunset incentives for so-called new oil. So this is a really key part of our current tax structure, is lower taxes on new oil. And the House Finance bill would actually say, look, after 5 years, it's no longer new oil. It goes back to being charge the same amount as legacy fields like Prudhoe Bay or Kuparuk.
Oil taxes are complicated, and even a lot of lawmakers don't totally understand them. What's the big picture here?
Yeah, so the big philosophical question really is, do you think the state is getting its money's worth from these credits? So the governor and his administration would argue no. You know, especially at low prices, they say we're paying too much money. We don't need to pay, for instance, 65% of the cost of a well to make it attractive to drill. And some of these credits, like the ones in Cook Inlet, were really designed in response to very specific crises that they say have passed. We're no longer worried about a natural gas shortage. So, you know, it's okay to scale back those credits, they would say, without a huge impact on the state. But, you know, lawmakers say, look, these credits are an investment in more oil. And if you scale it back, you might have less exploration and development, and then you might have less oil 10 or 20 years down the line. So they want to be much more cautious about it.
All right. What's next in the process?
Well, you can think of the bill as sort of being in stop two of six in the legislature. So it's already gone through House Resources. Right now, it's in front of House Finance. Then it goes to the House floor, then Senate Resources, Senate Finance, the Senate floor. If the two bills are different, it goes to the conference committee and then the governor. So at this point, really all we know is that the bill is certain to change.
Thanks, Rachel, for that update.
Yeah, thanks, Lori.